U.S. lawmakers have raised concerns about a possibility of a military attack against Iran by the administration of President Trump. The lawmakers raised the issue as U.S. Special Representative for Iran, Brian Hook, was testifying before a House panel. Hook said that Iran has never come to the negotiating table without pressure in the past 40 years. He also used anti-Iran rhetoric, saying that the Islamic Republic was embarking on malign activities. Hook, who is a senior advisor to the Secretary of State, said that the U.S. pressure campaign against Iran is aimed at, quote, reversing those activities. He also claimed that the pressure is working and has weakened Iran, causing reduction in its military spending. Now, from San Bernardino, we have David Yacoubian, professor of history with the California State University, joining us. Good to have you with us. David, you heard the third story and also what Mr. Brian Hook had to say. And what, in your opinion, has the U.S. lawmakers concern regarding this possibility of a military attack by the Trump administration, despite all the warnings that the military confrontation against any country should have congressional approval?
Well, it's very clear that the Trump administration continues with its agenda to either engage in what they refer to as regime change in Iran or to foment a war to achieve that end. And so I think in terms of Brian Hook's testimony today and the congressional line of questioning and commentary, I would just divide my observations into two areas. What is really new, what we heard today, and what we've heard before in terms of neoconservative warmongering talking points and the rebuttal to them. And so I think particularly important in today's session was the line of questioning and the responses to Brian Hook's responses by Representatives Liu and Cicilline. They were very direct. In fact, they were brutal in their line of questioning and commentary regarding the fact that the 2001 AUMF, the Authorization for Use of Military Force, which gave the Bush administration the ostensible right to follow al-Qaeda around the world and to hunt them down. Of course, we know that the United States has been actively supporting al-Qaeda elements in Syria as well as Daesh as proxies against the Syrian government. But irrespective of those facts, just the basic reality that the AUMF of 2001 does not cover anything external to the United States war against al-Qaeda and therefore is not relevant in the context of Iran. Representative Liu was just brutal. He said, I'm going to submit the U.S. Constitution for the record and you need to read it. Representative Cicilline was in a certain sense even more hard in that he didn't even ask Hook for a response. He said, you just need to read the Constitution. He also went on to point out, and I think it's important, that Shia terrorism, which is non-existent, is something that is basically malarkey. It's a farce, but that in fact Sunni terrorism is what undergirds the Middle Eastern framework of terrorist attacks. And of course, he didn't go on to state the extent to which the United States underwrites these terrorist attacks. But these were critically important points, and this is what was new. If I may go on just briefly with some of the things we've heard before, or if you'd like to take this in a different direction.
Yeah, if you could tell me, how likely do you find the Trump administration to wage a war against Iran?
I have been saying for probably over 6 weeks to 2 months now that I don't think that a war is going to. This is due to two basic factors. One, Iran's geography and its defensive capabilities, just straight up, its industrial capacity, it's a strong level of patriotism and societal cohesion. But then the United States is completely isolated, and this was actually something that, and pardon me while I refer to my notes, Representative Malinowski talked about, that the United States is essentially isolated in relation to its European allies and much of the world, and so related to its maximalist set of 12 points that do not relate to the nuclear agreement, that the United States simply is in a weak position. And so directly to your question, I've felt for up to 2 months that a war is not really on the table. And yet, I believe we see the Trump administration attempting to legitimate its actions that it has already taken, and also an attempt to continue to legitimate these sanctions, which are nonsensical, they are illegal, they are not going to achieve either the desired effect that they state related to the nuclear agenda, or certainly this maximalist list of absurd demands, the 12 points for the complete relinquishment of Iranian national sovereignty and rights. So I don't believe that we are going to see an open conflict, but I do believe that we are going to continue to hear the neoconservative warmongering talking points from the Trump administration in an attempt to legitimate their past actions and the present squandering of American taxpayer dollars halfway around the world in the Persian Gulf. Last, the question was posed. Did Iran engage in the attack against these ships? And Hook said, without a question. I would just like to remind viewers to remember the Maine, the USS Maine, and the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and the non-existent WMD in Iraq, and Jessica Lynch, and Pat Tillman, Naira, and the non-existent incubator babies. These are the same people who waged those lies in the service of war, who are now attempting to lie the United States and or anyone who will go along with it, primarily the Saudis and the Israelis, into a war. And so I hope that people can keep history in mind.
Okay, appreciate your comments. David Rubio, I'm professor of history with California State University.